أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. There is another great quality of Allah in Ayatul Kursi by which we should recognize Allah Ta'ala and correct our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala, previous part of the Ayatul Kursi, Allah explained that whatever is in the heavens and the earth belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. And whatever we have got anyone is just what Allah has borrowed to us. It doesn't belong to us. Everything we and everything of ours, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah, all of us, and we will return to Allah. Our time belongs to Him. Every part of our body, everything belongs to Allah. Another great aspect, man dhaladhi yashfa'u indahu illa biidhnih. Aisa kaun hai jo sifarish kare uske paas magar ijazat se. And there is nobody that who is there such. There is nobody that will even intercede by Allah Ta'ala, but by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in this part of the ayah, the great awe and the great grandeur of Allah Ta'ala is explained. That on the day of Qiyamah, nobody will be able to speak a word in front of Allah Ta'ala. A person intercedes, he intercedes for somebody else. That for this person, do this favor, do that favor. That also nobody will be able to do but by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody will be able to intercede, nobody will be able to speak a word, then where is that any person going to argue with Allah and going to have a discussion with Allah? When Allah Ta'ala will say, Limanil mulkul yawm, for whom is sovereignty today? And it will be said, and we learn, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali told us, and also Allah Ta'ala says, Wa inna lakum fil an'ami la'ibra. In animals you have got lessons to learn. When the roar of a lion, it puts complete, a person's shiver goes down his spine when the lion roars. That is one very, very small, insignificant creation of Allah. When Allah will announce for whom does sovereignty belong, people will faint and people will become unconscious. And the people will be running pell mell to all the Anbiya, where to go into that, to put the Hisab Kitab must start on the day of Qiyamah. All will say, great, great Anbiya, like Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, they'll say, we are not fit, we cannot go. Then finally they will come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then by Allah's permission, will our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam intercede. So we have to understand what is the great, great position of Allah. If we make this little effort, the quality of our namazes will change completely. When we say Allahu Akbar and we understand who we are standing in front, when we make our ruku and we make our sajda, when we make our dua, who we are asking. So this ayat teaches us so many aspects. If we understand the great awe, grandeur, the great position of Allah Ta'ala, our namazes will never be seen that we are playing with our beards in namaz, that we are scratching here or scratching there, that even from the corner of our eyes that we are looking anywhere, we will be downcast, that humility will be fully, and then we'll understand the value of ruku. Now we have understood who Allah is, we'll realize there is no choice but for me to bow down to Him. And then that also is not enough. Then we'll realize there is no choice but to make sajda to Him. And what I think is the highest thing of my body, my brains, my head, I put it down in front of Allah and I declare I'm an absolute nothing. I'm full of sin. I'm totally useless. You are everything. And by Allah's permission, we are given the tawfiq to lift our head from sajda again. Otherwise we were such that in sajda our head should be crushed to pieces. But that we are given permission again. So that is a great honorable position of Allah, which will become manifest on the day of Qiyamah. Allah has informed us of this. It is only the Muslims who have got the proper, correct and information, knowledge about Allah Ta'ala, about Akhirah, if we can use it, bring it into our lives, and then not only our namaz be like that, namaz is the central and focal point, but then our whole life, private life, our life with our families, if it is like that, that humbleness comes in us. In public, with our friends, at the workplace, everywhere, if that realization of Allah comes into us, and we live a life like that, the whole world will be completely different, if not for everyone, at least for me, myself. For every individual, if whoever will make that effort, he will see the world is completely different. And he will get the great enjoyment, that connection with Allah Ta'ala when it will be built. There is no greater enjoyment than the connection with Allah Ta'ala. And to know Allah as He is. And of course, naturally, when Allah's grandeur, His awe, His supremacy is so great, and whoever submits to it, Allah is very happy with that person. And a person who thinks that I've got my empire, I've got my kingdom, I've got my country, I've got my domain, and I rule here, and my word goes here, that person has got no value by Allah Ta'ala. But a person who submits to Allah Ta'ala totally. So this is another aspect that we all have to make effort also and understand, which Allah in His kindness has informed us. We have got that knowledge, the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the readers of the Quran Sharif, Allah has informed us, and these are no theses, they are no theories, they are absolute, 100% facts. They are no scientific facts, they are facts from the Haqq, who is Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the truth, and Allah has revealed the truth, and He has given it to us. So Allah give us the tawfiq to understand that Allah's honor, grandeur, supremacy is such that forget anything else of speaking to Allah, nobody will have the permission, will even have the hope or permission, audacity to go and intercede, but whom Allah Ta'ala will permit, then those will be permitted and they will intercede. The first will be Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Anbiya, the righteous and the pious people, then they will intercede for other people. So may Allah let us understand our deen, who our Allah is properly, and it comes into our lives, into our heart, and our relationship, which nobody in the world might know, it is between us and between Allah. If that we correct that relationship, then our lives will be corrected, and the world will be corrected, if that comes into our hearts fully and completely. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah. Thank you.